大家也不知道有没有感觉到，每一次你来敬拜的时候呢，其实你会发现神的这个灵啊越来越强。
So I wonder if you every time you come together to worship, do you feel the Holy Spirit getting stronger?
那我去另外的教会讲到，包括别的牧师也讲到，最近呢这个神的这个恩膏啊越来越厚重。
So I've been preaching at other churches, and other churches also talk about, you know, the presence of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is getting stronger.
因为神的心意就是如此。因为这在未来的日子呢，神要得着人。
So this is the heart of our God. So in the end times, God is going to gain people.
那越在艰苦的时候呢，神越要来祝福地上的人。
So in the harsher environment, God is, wants to bless more people.
越在这个有罪破碎的时代呢，神越在寻找他要祝福的人。
So in this broken world, like sinful world, God is wants to look for the souls of people.
其实历代的这个大复兴都发生在很艰难的时刻。
So in the past, the revivals always happened during harsh times.
因为那个时候人会呼求神。
Because at those times, at the times when people start to calling out for God.
所以不在于教会的敬拜方式如何。
It's not about, you know, the format, like how you worship.
不在于敬教会的大小。
It's not about the size of a church.
也不在于教会怎么样讲道。
It's not about the preaching styles.
但是呢？神会在乎教会的人的心有没有预备好接受人进来。
God cares about whether the heart of people are, you know, ready to receive God.
在上个世纪初呢，为加拿大复兴祷告的主要的教会呢是这个 Pentecostal， 就是无逊解派。
So in the last century, the churches that pray for Canada are mostly the Pentecostal churches.
但是神的复兴来临的时候呢？那个增长最快的是浸信会。
However, when the revival came, most people were in the word Baptist.
浸信会。所以呢，当我们拼命为有人拼命复兴祷告，结果另外一个教会很复兴，也叫哈利路亚。
So if you are praying for a revival and you know some revival happen in a different church, you have to say hallelujah.
因为神知道哪个教会该做什么。
Because God knew exactly what kind of church I'm supposed to do, what kind of things.
那，但是有一点是肯定的，就是神要祝福呢，我们预备好的心预备好的时候，神就要祝福我们。
But one thing is to be sure that when we are ready, when our hearts are ready, God is going to bless us.
那教会预备好的时候呢，神也会把他的羊会带进。
When the church is ready, God is also going to lead his sheep.
因为他知道这些羊会得到很好的照顾。
Because he knew these sheep will be taken good care of.
在十八世纪的时候，美国有一个大复兴，叫做 Evangelical Awakening， 叫做福音觉醒。
So, in the 18th century, there is a big revival in the U.S. called Evangelical Awakening.
那其中一个神所用的一个仆人呢，叫做 Jonathan Edwards.
So one of the servants was called Jonathan Edwards.
他是一个神学家。
He's a theologian.
他戴一个很厚的一个眼镜。
So he's wearing a very thick eyeglasses.
他讲道的时候呢，人家说他非常 boring.
So when he preached, people say he's very boring.
但是呢，人进来就悔改，在地上就悔改。
However, so people came and they repented.
那如果你读这个历史的话呢，就是 Evangelical Awakening， 你就会读到。
So if you read about the history, when you read about the Evangelical Awakening, you will see this person's name pop up, Jonathan Edwards.
那并不是这个人讲道好还是不好，而是什么时候到。
It's not about whether he's a good preacher or not. It is about God's timing.
那什么时候到了呢？有人愿意摆上。
So when God's timing came, so someone was there to lay down themselves.
愿意来。把他们放在那，摆在那里。
So they are willing to dedicate themselves.
那神就要用。
So God is going to use these people.
但神要用一个人或用一个教会的时候呢，首先是要祝福这个人，祝福这个教会。
So when God is using this person or this church, first of all, God is going to bless the church or the person.
然后让他 成为别人的祝福，让他来祝福别人。
So that he can become a blessing to others.
这个次序永远是这样。
So that's how the order is.
所以呢，当我们愿意来祝福别人的时候，神就先要祝福我们。
So when you are willing to bless others, God is going to bless you first.
那这是非常重要的一个次序。好多人说我要有远大的志向，我要祝福别人。但是呢，圣经的法则是你先要求祝福。
So a lot of people have this, you know, like a very big heart. They want to bless others. However, according to the Bible, the God is going. No, the first order is for you to ask for blessing first.
那你如果是读圣经，从这个挪亚、亚伯拉罕开始呢，神不是先祝福他们的家。
So if you read the Bible from Noah all the way to Abraham, you will see that God first of all blessed their family.
因为当你受祝福的时候，你才有东西给别人。
It's only when you are blessed, then you have things to give out.
你的灵里面有力量。
Then you have the strength in your spirit.
你在物质上面也有力量。
And also in your material life.
所以，历代就是各个国家，包括欧洲、美国那时候，这个裁派很多的宣教士，都是这些地方先受了祝福。
So that's why in the past, you know, like a missionary was sent from Europe or from America because those other countries were blessed first.
那所以呢，今天我们要来预备好，我们要接受祝福。
So that's why we need to be prepared so that we are ready for, you know, receiving the blessings.
我再次让阿文放下那个圣殿的那个平面图。
So once again, we will ask Alvin to show.
就是说，我们看到这个。从这个旧约新约呢，我们看到怎么样来接受神的祝福，不仅仅是一点点祝福，要更多的祝福，更多的祝福。
So that we will see that the blessing is not just a little bit, but more and more.
那但是呢，神有他的模式。
But God has His own, you know, ways, His methods.
神的模式不是我们的模式。
So His ways are not our ways.
神呢，从来不买人的账。
So God never, you know, like never.What? Give it to our styles always.
Yeah, never yield to our principles.
Okay.
他从来不买我们的账。
So he never yield to our ways.
他要我们要走他的道路。
However, he wants us to walk in his way.
虽然他很怜悯我们。
Even though he's merciful.
当我们不走他的道路，他很怜悯我们。
Even if we are not walking in His ways, He still, you know, show His mercy to us.
但是呢，他不会走我们的道。
However, He will never walk in our style.
那这一点大家要非常清楚。这一点大家要非常清楚。
But you have to be sure of this.
所以呢，神永远是说他的话非常重要。
That's why God always say His words are important.
他的话。就是永生。
His words are eternal life.
他也说他的话将来要审判我们。
And he also said that his words are going to judge us in the end.
所以呢，人的话不重要。
That's why, you know, like our words, human words are not that important.
神的话才重要。
However, God's words are important.
所以神今天创造的这个科学的自然规律，这都是他创造，他不会改变的，你也不能改变他。
So when God created all these, you know, like heavenly orders, like nothing you can change because He never changes.
你可以来学习去遵从他。
You can learn to, you know, follow His ways.
当你不遵从他的时候，你有了麻烦，你可以求神怜悯。
If you do not follow His ways and you have trouble, you can ask Him for mercy.
但是呢，神绝对不会。改变他的法则来迁就你。
However, God is never gonna change His ways so that He can accommodate you.
大家要非常清楚这一点。
So you have to be sure of that, like know of that.
听说你的冰箱里面有十个苹果，如果九个坏了。
So for example, if you have 10 apples in your fridge and 9 went bad.
那我们西方民主的办法呢？因为九个是多数嘛，那九个留着，把那一个扔掉。
So according to the Western democratic style, because the 9 are the majority, so you will keep the 9 and throw away the good ones.
但是神他不管的，他只管的是，不管是100个坏了，就一个好的，他只要那一个好的。
But that's not God's way. If 100 apples went bad, He will only keep the one that is good.
我不知道你要走这个民主的道路还是神的道路。
So I don't know if you want to walk the democratic ways or God's way.
但是呢，神可以来医治那个坏的苹果。
However, God is able to heal the bad apples.
如果他们愿意。
If they are willing.
那所以我们今天再次看看这个圣殿的这个模式，就是模式正确的话呢，神的荣耀就会建立。
So once again, we're gonna look at the ways of the tabernacle. So if the masters.
那我们讲过呢，旧约呢，就是说里面就是说在为神约新约在做铺垫。
So as we said before that the Old Testament is preparing us for the New Testament.
我们讲过呢，就是这个神的这个圣殿的原字呢，代表神的家啊。我们先进门的时候呢，记得没有是靠什么？耶稣的宝血，蓝色、紫色、朱红色和白色的门帘。
So we talked about, you know, that is the house of the Lord. And when you enter into the house of the Lord, you go through four different colors. So white means the heavenly God. And then the purple means the king. Red means his blood. White. Okay, wash him as white. Okay.
那这个都是呢，蓝色、紫色、朱红色、白色。这门帘全是。
Sorry, it's blue, it's not white. Okay, so it's blue, purple, red, and white.
那我们这里呢，就是进到门以后呢，第一个看到的就是祭坛。
So the first thing we see is the altar.
我们也见了的献祭以后呢，我们就逐渐这祭司呢就要来洗净自己的脚和手呢，要开始服侍。
So the wash basin is for the priests to wash up themselves so that they can be ready to, you know, serve.
那我们基督徒的生命呢，也是先得救啊，献上我们的赎罪祭，耶稣基督以后呢，下面要进入服事。
So same as our Christian life. So first of all, we need to, you know, go to the altar, like sacrifice our, make the sin offerings, and then cleanse ourselves, and start to serve.
那在服侍的同时呢，也是在接受更大的祝福。
So while you are serving, you are also ready. I mean, make yourself ready to receive more.
大家知道旧约里面谁吃的最好
？Do you know who has the best food in the Old
Testament? 你知道那个时候人不能常常吃肉的。
You know, at that time, you know, people are not able to eat meat.
我记得我小时候一年吃一次肉。
I remember when I was small.
就是过年的时候。
I remember when I was small, I can only eat meat once a year, like in the New Year.
其实呢，以色列人也是那样。那时候呢，不是常常吃肉的，谁常常吃肉？是祭司常常吃。
Same as the Jews, like they don't usually take meat. It's the priest that can have the meat.
因为神在圣经里面规定，你献祭的肉呢，剩下的祭司要吃。
Because according to the Bible, so whatever left over from the sacrifice, the meat are given to the priest.
那感谢主，这是这个不是祭，这个圣经啊不是祭司写的，是摩西写的，摩西不是祭司。如果是祭司写的话，我觉得他作弊，他自己写。
So priest of the Bible was not written by the priest but by Moses, because if it was written by the priest, and I felt maybe they cheated on that way.
但摩西呢，没有让他自己的儿子做祭司，你知道吗？是亚伦的后代做祭司。
So Moses' descendant were not the priests, but the descendant of Aaron.
但是呢，这个圣经是摩西神让他写下的。
But the Bible was written down by Moses.
所以呢，在服侍的同时呢，你就是各方面都受祝福。
So while you are serving, you will be blessed in many ways.
那下面继续的要往里走，这叫 Table of Showbread, 就是神的同在的食粮。
So when you go further, you will see the table of showbread. That means the food from the heavenly realm.
Seven branches lampstand. 这个就是金灯台，有七个灯状的金灯台。
So that's the seven branch lampstands.
就是圣灵的恩膏。
So the anointing from the Holy Spirit.
这个是香炉啊，代表祈祷。
So altar incense represent prayers.
大家要知道，祈祷是靠近神的约柜的最主要的服事。
So you have to know prayer is the most closest you can be, like in order to serve God.
是最主要的服事。
So, most important,
最重要的服事。
So, most important part of the ministry.
那好多人进到教会以后，我们就来传福音，传福音，这是对的。
So, a lot of people when they came to churches, they felt that, oh, we need to, you know, tell people about the good news to spread the gospel.
但是呢，进入真正的服事，有力的服事在祷告里。
However, in order to enter into powerful ministry, the way is to pray.
那我们讲到这里呢，就越靠近神的这个至圣所的时候呢，神的同在越强。
So as we said, like the more closer you are in into the holy of holies, the more presence of God.
神的同在将带着神所有的祝福。
So presence of God meaning the or the blessing from God.
那我们呢，就是上次我们讲到呢，就是献祭的时候呢，第一个祭是赎罪祭。
So last time we talked about the first sacrifice we made is the sin offering.
那第一个是赎罪祭，今天我们要讲呢一个祭叫做燔祭。
So today we are going to talk about another offering that is the burnt offering.
那圣经里面呢，主要讲到有五个祭。
So in the Bible, there were five different offerings.
就是在那个铜祭坛上面要献五个祭。
So on this bronze altar, there are five sacrifices.
那圣洁的第一个呢，就是燔祭，大家可以记一下。第一个是燔祭。
So burnt offering.
就是大家可以有个概念。第二个叫做这个素祭。
The what?
素祭。
素祭是什么
？Grain offering.
A grain offering.
就是粮食啊，不是肉，是素的。
A grain offering.
第三个呢是平安祭。
Peace offering.
那第四个呢是赎罪祭。
So sin offering.
第五个是赎欠祭。
What?
Guilt offering.
Guilt offering. Okay. Guilt offering.
那这五个祭里面呢，我们上次讲到第一个要献的祭呢是赎罪祭。
So the first offering that you're supposed to give is the sin offering.
为什么献赎罪祭呢？赎罪祭是让我们跟神的关系要搞对了。
So why sin offering is the you know the way to you know fix your relationship with God.
当跟神的关系对了以后呢，下面就有真正的祝福就要来临。
When you have a right relationship with God, then you will have the you know proper way of blessings.
但是很有意思的，赎罪祭是第一个要献的祭，但是呢，圣经里面提的最多的祭呢是燔祭。
So even though the sin offering is the most important offering, however,
the first one to offer,
Bible puts more emphasis on the burnt offering instead.
而且呢，这个燔祭啊，就是、说你打开利未记，第一个讲的是燔祭；打开出埃及记，第一个讲的燔祭。挪亚献的祭是燔祭，亚伯拉罕献的祭是燔祭。
So when you turn to Levites, so the first offering is sin offering. When you go to Exodus, the first offering is the burnt offering. And also from Noah and Abraham, they all burn the burnt offering. Yes.
就是这个祭呢是一个非常重要的祭。
So it's a very important offering.
而且以色列人呢，就说神让他们早上晚上每一天都要献两个燔祭，早上9点要献一个祭，晚上下午3点要献一个祭。
So they are supposed to have
都是燔祭。
They have to make 2 burnt offerings, one in the morning, one in the evening. Both are burnt offerings.
但是呢，对于个人来讲的话呢，燔祭是自愿的，不是要求的。
Daniel， 小声一点。But for the individuals, so the burnt offerings are, you know, voluntary. It's not like a mandatory thing.
那我们就要看看这个燔祭究竟是一个什么祭。
So we want to know what kind of burnt offering it is.
你会发现燔祭呢，在圣经里面描述的不是很明确的。
So you will see that it's not very clearly defined in the Bible.
现在是不是主日学的孩子们要去？主啊，你祝福主日学的孩子们，哈利路亚。主日学的老师今天的哈利路亚。
Daniel， 你过来拿这个。主日
学。那我们可以看看这个创世纪啊，就是说，这个纪为什么这么特别？它有没有一个明确的定义
？So I want to go to Exodus. What is so special about the burnt offering？
它有没有一个明确的定义？为什么目的
？Since it does not have a you know definite.You know, like a definition to that. Like, why is it so important? Purpose, yeah.
你会发现挪亚当时，就是挪亚方舟过后以后呢，他就给神献了一个祭。 在创世纪第八章二十节。
So in Genesis chapter 8, so after the flood, Noah gave this offering to God.
到这里讲什么呢？就说第八章二十节呢，挪亚做起农夫，对不起，这是第九章第八节二十节，挪亚为耶和华筑了一座堂，那各类洁净的牲畜、肥鸟献在堂上为燔祭。
八章二十节。Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it.
耶和华闻那馨香之气，就心里说：“我不再因人的缘故咒诅地，也不再按着我才行的捏各种的活物。地上存留的时候，家前横暑，冬夏昼夜就永不停息了。”
The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every inclination of humans' heart is evil from childhood."And never again I will destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, sea time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease.
你就发现了，挪亚没有献别的祭，他就是献燔祭。
So Noah did not burn any other offerings but the burnt offering.
你就发现呢，当上帝闻到这个馨香之气的时候呢，上帝怎么样？就祝福他。
So when God smelled this pleasing aroma and he started to bless them.
而且不仅仅是祝福他，祝福他以后所有的人类，祝福全地。
Not just to bless Noah, but bless all the humans, like after him.
我们再看看这个创世纪二十二章第二十节，第二十二章第二节，就是说亚伯拉罕也献的是燔祭。
So we turn to the Genesis 22, 第
二节
second verse.
哦，这里是讲到呢，就是说，亚伯拉罕呢，其实每一次建一个祭坛，也献的燔祭，但是呢，这个时候是神要他的儿把儿子献上做什么？做燔祭。
So you will see Abraham also made other burnt offering, but this time God wants him to prepare his son as the burnt offering.
啊，这是献的也是一个燔祭。
So this is also a burnt offering.
那我们在这个出埃及记二十章二十四节，我们看看。
二十章二十四节
。Yeah.
Let's go to Exodus.
二十章。
20.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
那神呢就叫摩西在这个建会幕之前呢，他就说什么？你要为我筑图堂，在上面以牛羊献为燔祭和平安祭。放记下我名的地方，我必到那里赐福给你。
So that was before the building of the tabernacle. So God said, "Make an altar of earth for me, and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, your sheep and goats and your cattle. Wherever I cause my name to be honored, I will come to you and bless you."
你就发现，从挪亚、亚伯拉罕到这个出埃及记摩西呢，就是这个燔祭呢，跟祝福很有关系。
So from Noah to Abraham to Moses, like you will see that, you know, like burnt offering is closely related to blessings.
那刚才讲到这个神让亚伯拉罕献以撒这个事情呢，等一会我们再多讲一点。但是呢，你就发现这个燔祭呢，跟祝福很有关系。
So we will talk a little bit more about why Abraham was supposed to put his son as.The burnt offering, but you will see that burnt offering is closely related to, you know, blessings.
那我们再次的走到利未记第一章十三节。利未记呢，真正就是会幕已经建了，把这些各样的事情已经安排好呢，神会讲到燔祭究竟要做什么啊？燔祭。
Then we go to Levites chapter 1 verse 13.
十三节。对不起，是民数记二十八章一到四节，民数记二十八章一到四节。
So it's Numbers chapter 28.
二十八章一到四节。
Verse 1 to 4.
那当我们学这些旧约这些，有时候啊觉得很挺繁琐，但是非常重要。我们在这神的心意是什么？我们怎么样在耶稣基督里面真正的我们的态度摆对了，神的祝福就要下来。虽然我们今天不用献这些祭。
So even though it seems hard to like understand all these offerings, but it is important for us, you know, so that you know we know like how to get the blessings from God.
那第一节，耶和华晓谕摩西，你要吩咐以色列人说，献给我的供物就是献给我做新鲜活祭的食物，你们要按日期献给我，又要对他们说，你们要献给耶和华的火祭，就是没有残疾一岁的公羊羔，明日两只，作为常献的燔祭。
The Lord said to Moses, give this command to all the Israelites and said to them, make sure that you present to me at an appointed time my food offerings as an aroma pleasing to me. Said to them, this is the food offering you are to present to the Lord, two lambs a year old without defect, as regular burnt offering each day.
这里特别讲到的呢，就说是一个新鲜的祭，在神的面前就是神悦纳的一个，是闻起来很香，就是这个意思啊。
So it's a pleasing aroma, so meaning that you know it smells good.
Yeah, smells good. 就是这个祭呢，在神的面前 smells good.
So basically, it says this offering smells good in the Bible.
但是这个祭呢，我刚才讲了，就是说它非常的重要。但是呢，它不是个人，不是第一个要献的。第一个要献的祭是什么祭？是赎罪祭。
So as I said, this is an important burnt offering. However, this is not the first offering. The first offering still is the sin offering.
那为它那么重要，为什么不是第一个献的祭呢
？So why, since it's so important, why is not the first one you know to burn?
大家回答一下。
Think about it.
洁净自己。
So Susan said,
"We have
to cleanse ourselves first."
次序非常的重要。
So、the order,
所以我们来到神的殿里面的时候，或者在亲近神的时候，第一个呢是要来认自己的罪，或者对付自己的罪，这是非常重要的。
So the order is important. The first thing when we come before the Lord, we have to, you know,
face our sins,
like ask for forgiveness first.
那所以当我们这是罪呢，会处理我们跟神的关系，关系要搞对了。
So we deal with our sin, so we deal with our relationship with God. So we need to, you know, have a good relationship with God first.
还有我们跟人的关系要对了。
And also our relationship with others as well.
才能够承装祝福。
So that we can, you know.
刚才我们讲了，燔祭是关于祝福。
As I said, burnt offering is closely related to blessings.
对，所以先要来是来献这个赎罪祭。
So first of all, come give the sin offering.
所以我们今天来第一个呢，来到主的面前，罪感谢他的宝血洁净我们的罪。我们有什么罪呢？来交给他认罪，交给他悔改以后呢，堵上一切的破口。
So we come before the Lord and you know give our sin offerings, ask Him for forgiveness, so that we can you know like fix all the you know gaps, like brokenness in our lives.
如果说一开始就是这个赐福的祭，你献上献祭的目的是你要祝福，对吧？但是你没有对付的罪，会有什么事情会出现呢
？But if you come before him and start asking him for the blessings, what do you think will happen？
啊，大家知道，就是一些次序不对的时候，你祝福是撑不住的。
You have to know that if the order is wrong, a lot of times you will not be able to, you know.
那夫妻关系如果不好，神给你一个很好的生意，或者给你一个房子，或者给你很多的金钱呢，好多都漏掉。
For example, if you don't have a good relationship with your spouse, even if you have a good house or good business or you know like a good job, still like all these blessings can be you know leak away. You know.
我讲到的你跟夫妻的关系呢，这个如果不好，它是跟罪有关系。
Because when you have a bad relationship with your spouse, usually it's related to sin.
It's not usually, it is.
It is sin. sin, okay.
所以你想要来把这个要搞定了，你要做一致，让你的关系要得一致，以后呢，神的祝福才能成功，对不对
？So you have to deal with this first, right? So that you can, you know, be a vessel to contain the blessing.
大家清楚了吗
？Do you understand that?
所以呢，就是说到这个方剂的时候呢，我们再回到那个平面图，就是说方剂呢， 所以很大的就是我这个人要祝福，要献上我的祭，我要祝福。
So let's go back to the picture. So burn offering is a, you know, like a big sacrifice you have to make.
当我们要祝福的时候呢，这个次序也是我们要献上什么东西，给神要献上东西。
So when we want to have the blessing from God, well, first of all, you need to give up something.
Just give up.
Sacrifice.
Bring something.
Bring something.
Just give up.
Bring something.
Bring a gift. Bring 这个地方讲的祭呢，在原文里面都是 gift， 是礼物。
So all these offerings are gifts to God.
所以原文里面讲的都是，其实原文的希伯来文是 bring， bring， 就是带着礼物，你朝见神就带着礼物。
So in the Hebrew, he says, "Bring the gifts, bring the gifts."
现在我们聪明的人呢，你见人的时候就带着礼物。
So if you're smart, then if you see someone, you usually bring a gift to that person.
不聪明的人呢，就是我为什么要带礼物？
So the foolish people would say, "Why do I have to bring a gift?"
大家也明白，所以当时我们为什么要带礼物的时候，我们要回到这个 sin offering， 想要把这个关系要搞对了。
So when we bring our gifts to God, we need to, you know, have the sin offering first to have the relationship right.
所以你就发现这个很有意思的呢，这个方剂啊，它是很大的一个剂，很重要的剂，但是呢，它是一个对个人来讲呢，我讲的是个人啊，它是一个自愿的剂，不是一个要求的剂。
So a burn offering is an important offering. However, to individuals, it's a voluntary thing. Like it's not mandatory. You don't have to do it.
唯一要求的一次呢，就是要求亚伯拉罕献他的儿子，这是神要求。
So only one exception is when God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son. That is the only time that, you know, like God asked for it.
那我要问大家一个问题，就是说，您说这个祭这么重要，要祝福呢，为什么神不要求你献上呢？
So,
要求好还是不要求好？自愿献好还是要求好？
So,
写在里面要求。
So if the offering is so important, then why God did not require us, you know, like ask us to do it? Like,
大家回答一下。
What do you think?
重要的东西是要求好呢，还是不要求好
？So for important thing, do you think it's good if you ask for it, like require for it, or?
神要祝福他的儿女，当然要祝福。他就先生要求你这样做，我就大大祝福你。你一定要这样做。
So as children of God, if you God wants to bless you, then. Why don't he just write it down? You know, like you have to do this, you have to do that.
那个赎罪祭是必须做的，因为什么？关系破坏了，神说你一定要恢复，不恢复你有 trouble.
So the sin offering is something that we have to do. It's mandatory because if the relationship is not right, then it's, you know, like you don't have this relationship with God, right?
So, 那为什么这个 burnt offering 这么重要就不要求呢？
Then why?
大家回答一下，我觉得这个问题回答你怎么回答非常重要，思考一下至少。
Yeah, think about it and give an answer. Just
重要的东西反而不要求。
Yeah, so why the more important burnt offerings?
God.
神要按人的心，嗯。
So Mary said that God wants our hearts so that you know we voluntarily, you know.
很好，还有什么别的人有什么
？What else? Like who else?
你不想要祝福神就给你。
不是想要祝福神就给你，不是神为什么不要求啊？神可以要求啊，你这样做我就一定祝福你吗？你想的大，你
不能走啦，你不能走
啦。So Susan said, like if you don't want a blessing, then God is not going to give it.So some people might not want to have the blessing.
Okay, 对对对 ，OK， 好。有的人不想要祝福，你不能吝啬给他，是不是
？So if someone does not want the blessing, you cannot force it on him.、Right?
Okay, good point. Okay.
他是要你亲近他。
Okay, 他是要你亲近他。Translate.
So God wants us to be closer to him.
我觉得都对，但是我有一个想法，我的领受就是说，因为神是。非常了解人的，他也是最有智慧的。
So, I also have a thought that might not be right, but God knows us, you know.
No, 不是 might not be right. It's yours are also right.
Yours are also right, but I have a point.
You just translate,
so,
right?
So,
okay.
难的，
太
难
了。So, God knows each one of us, you know, knows our heart.
最重要的东西，特别是跟神的关系、跟人的关系，都要自愿。
So, the most important thing, especially your relationship with others and relationship with God, you have to be, you know, you have to be the one, you know,
willing. It's from the willing heart.
Yeah.
我想问问，就是说，这婚姻好的啊，我们中间好多婚姻好的，跟儿女关系好的。你就是这个关系好，你是要求来的还是自愿来的？
So those of you who have a you know good relationship with your spouse or with your children, like the,
或者跟别的朋友
，or maybe with your friends, like do you think the good relationship comes from like your requirement, like you require that person to be good with you, or is it voluntary?
David 有个说法，
要求的话呢，肯定来得好，只有自己做完以后呢，努力。
OK， 就要求不来好的。
David is saying that if you ask for it, like you require others to be good in good relationship with you, it will never come to pass.
我想 ，Yeah.
It takes work.
It takes work.
To do something.
对，但是呢，你要自己要先付出，对吧？
Have,
不是别人要求你付出，对吧
？So you have to give.
You give, but not somebody require you to give.
但是我觉得要有一个引领他，比方说那天你接孩子，我就鼓励他给一个苹果，然后我的女儿她的老师来接他，我的女儿就买了巧克力，自愿买的。我觉得要有一个引导，就是父母亲可能会有一个引导作用。
所以你有这个明白这个 principle， 就是我们先要给，
对，
不在不要在别人要求的时候再给，我们先给，对吧？这个是非常重要的。
So Mary saying that you know sometimes we need to guide other people you know, but Bing was saying that, you know, the most important thing, you know, you have to give first, you know, give out first.
所以这个房间呢是要接受祝福的祭，但是神不要求，你要自己愿意来。
So burnt offering is a blessing offering, but God does not require you to do it, but you have to be willing to do it.
因为神非常有智慧，神也知道人的心。
Because God is, has the wisdom, he knows each one of our hearts.
我相信我们中间没有哪个男人找到一个好老婆，因为他要拼命要求会得来，他肯定是拼命去献殷勤，对不对
？So I believe any man sitting here, you know, asking for a wife,
you get a good wife.
Get a good wife, you do not, you know, like force that woman to fall in love with you, right? You have to, you know, give first.
所以神知道人是怎么样才能建立非常好的关系。
So God knows.How people, how men builds up relationships.
但是呢，刚才 Mary 讲的，他会引导。
But Mary said that you can also guide the other person, right?
他会引导。所以等一会儿我们讲他怎么引导。
So yeah, God is going to guide us, and later on we're going to talk about how God guides us.
那在这个我讲怎么引导之前呢，我也讲亚伯拉罕。
So before I'm talking about this guidance, I want to talk about Abraham first.
在这个圣经里面，就是神要求亚伯拉罕先放弃，就要求他一个人。
So in the Bible, God only asked Abraham to send this, I mean, to do this burnt offering.
那为什么亚伯拉罕这么特殊
？So why Abraham is so special?
大家知道，就是耶稣基督是从他而来，整个的全世界的祝福都要从他而来。
So you have to know that Jesus also come from the line of Abraham. So the whole earth, all people on this world are blessed through him.
就是亚伯拉罕是一个人呢，就是说非常特别，就是说在圣经里面啊，他神说他是我的朋友。
So Abraham is a very special person. So in the Bible, God calls him his friend.
朋友是什么样的人呢？圣经里面神说朋友是他知道我的心肠。
So, according to the Bible, a friend is the person who knows your heart.
在新约里面，耶稣讲给他的使徒讲，他说：“从今以后，我不称你们为我的仆人，仆人不知道他主人所做的，我要称你们为朋友。
So in the,
因为我做的事情都要告诉你。”
So in the New Testament, Jesus also called, "No longer I will call you the servant, but I will call you my friend, because servant does not know the heart of the Lord, but." Friend, as a friend, I will tell you what I want to do with you.
当你和你的太太关系很好的时候，或者你和你的朋友关系很好的时候，你可以要求。
So when you have a good relationship with your spouse, or your wife, your husband, or have a good relationship with your friend, then you can ask.
大家同意吗？
Do you agree?
关系很好的以后，你就开始要求，因为你不会伤害他。
Do you agree? Like, when you have a good relationship, then you can start to, you know, make requests.
关系不好的时候不要要求，这是聪明的做法。
But if the relationship
要求也没有用。
If the relationship is not that strong, then you cannot make that request.
亚伯拉罕对神来说，就是地上找到唯一一个跟他建立了很好关系的人，那个时候。
So for Abraham, so that is the only person that God can find as a friend.
Okay. 所以让他要明白，要试验他，你明不明白我的心？我将来要把我独生的儿子献上，你今天我让你献一下。
So God is asking him, do you understand my heart? So I will sacrifice my son one day for this world, but will you be willing to sacrifice your son?
但是后来真正他愿意的时候呢，神就还给他，对不对？
But of course when he is willing and God give his son back, right?
但是他愿意献上这个房间的时候，神怎么样？一切的祝福都要从以撒而来，从他的儿子而来。
So,
这极大的祝福就临到他，全世界的祝福都要临到他。
So when he is willing to give the sacrifice, so all the blessing will come from Isaac. So every like all the good blessing will come from his life.
所以方济呢，就是我们要把我们自己献上。像挪亚、亚伯拉罕呢，他不太懂得什么叫赎罪祭什么。我把自己，我知道这个关系非常重要。我要神的祝福，我要神的保护，我献什么呢？献方济。
So for burnt offering, just like what Noah did, like I don't understand what it is, what that is, but I want to receive the blessing. I will make the sacrifice.
另外呢，这个燔祭呢，也代表把自己献上。
So burnt offering also, you know, like resembles how we lay down ourselves as well.
在这个圣殿里面的时候呢，就是所以为什么第一个赎罪祭献上才献燔祭呢？就燔祭的话，就是说这个人我已经罪在神的面前，我是神的子民啊，我现在愿意把自己献上。那今天呢，就是好多人说，主啊，我把我自己献上，我要服侍你，啊，我要做这个做那，我愿意把自己献上。
So the burnt offering, like we saw in the picture, that you know, first we give the burnt the sin offering, and then burnt offering, so that I give myself to you.
所以方剂呢，代表把自己献上。
So it burnt offering represents like you give up. I mean, you give yourself in.You sacrifice yourself.
Just give in. Bring, offer yourself.
Yeah, offer yourself before the altar.
所以你来的时候，当你把自己献上的时候呢，是那个姿态呢，就是神啊，我在你面前。
So you're willing
就要祝福你。
To give yourself up. I mean, no. What's the word again?
Offer yourself.
Offer yourself. So God is going to.
所以，当我们的心态正确的时候，把我们的罪赎罪祭献上的时候呢，我们的心态就健康。健康的时候呢，给东西的时候不觉得是一个亏损。大家明白不明白？你的人健康的时候呢，给东西的时候不是亏损；不健康的时候呢，给是亏损。
So when you offer the sin offering and you have in the right relationship with God and you become healthy, so when you give, you would do not think as giving as a loss, but you know giving is a good thing.
所以你如果常常觉着我给神啊什么就我亏损的话，啊十一奉献我是亏损啊，教会服侍是亏损啊，我的时间的亏损啊，这个亏损，那你要去检查自己的心态，某些地方需要一致的。一致的。
So if say if you give the tenth offering, sorry, so tithing, if you give tithe and or you spend time in the church helping and you feel it's a loss to yourself, like then you have to, you know, kind of examine yourself because something is not right with you. Like you have to
需要 healing.
Healing, yeah. Healing.
所以一个健康的人呢，他就是越给越健康，越给越高兴。
But for a healthy person, the more you give, the happier you are, the healthier you are.
哈佛大学做了一个追踪了70年的一个，将近100年的一个追踪的一个研究，从上个世纪开始，他就研究很简单的事情，什么样的人最 happy， 他就发现就是 give 的人，对不对？就这么简单 ，give 和 good relationship，
so,
关系好的人健康。
So Harvard did a study like over like 70 years span.、
Yeah.
So Basically, like what kind of people are happy? Are those people who are willing to give and those people who have a good relationship with others?
这个很简单，就是圣经上这个圣殿，第一个 relationship， 所以 sin offering。 第二个，放弃要献上，把自己献上，就是 giving。
So it's basically what we saw in the picture. Like, first of all, you have the sin offering. So having a good relationship with God, and then give yourself in as a burnt offering.
所以呢，大家就说这个是需要神的恩典。但是当我们健康的越来越健康的时候呢，不要说，神要我 give， 而神这个地方没有要求，我就不做了。不要停留在你的老婆没有要求你，人家我不做了。No， 这我们好的关系呢，多做一点。你现在，
So in a good relationship, right, you're supposed to do more, right? You don't say, oh, God didn't ask me to do it, then I won't do it, right? So for example, in a good relationship with your spouse, you want to do more for your spouse, right? Even without the person asking.
比如说，有时候师母呢，我很忙，她应该洗碗，但是呢，她没有洗。
Like, for example, like sometimes I'm busy, I'm sorry, Susan is busy and she...supposed to do the dishes, but she did not.
那我忙完很多，自己很累了，回家以后呢，我可以说你为什么不洗碗？但是我没说，我自己赶紧洗碗，我就提炼它，对吧？哎，这样呢，你就发现关系越来越好，你就 give， 对吧
？So I'm busy.
这简单的事情。
So I'm very busy. I came home and saw all the dirty dishes. I could ask her like, why didn't you do the dishes? However, instead, I would say, okay, I will do the dishes. You know, so that.
那所以在这个健康的关系都是你就 give， 你就给的时候越给越健康，对方也越来越愿意给。
So in a healthy relationship, the more you give, the more, you know, the blessing that you have, you know, the other person will be willing to give as well.
所以放弃呢，就是要把自己献上，接受祝福，接受更大的祝福。
Burn offering is to, you know, like willingly, you know, give yourself in.
那不仅仅是你的罪赦免了以后可以进天堂，在地上也要祝福，对不对？多少人只想进天堂，不想要地上的祝福。
So it's not just, you know, go to heaven, you know? Like, how many of us wants to also have the blessing on this earth?
对，也想要地上祝福。其实这个是一个 package， 啊，你要上天堂，也在地上也活出一个精彩的生命。
So it's the whole package, right? Not only having an eternal life in heaven, but you also have a good life here on earth.
那讲到房契呢，说神虽然没有要求我们，但是呢有一些引导。刚才 Mary 讲得很好，他怎么引导，就是他要的是什么样的祭。
So for burnt offering, even though God does not require to do it, however he gave us some guidance like how to do it.
就说你要献的话，你要这样献。
So if you want to give this offering, then do it this way.
你不献就不献，我也不要求你。
So if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. I did not ask you to do it.
你今天比如说，你不在教会服侍，哦，或者你不去，传福音，或者不去做这些东西，那我也不要求你。
So if you do not want to serve in the church, or you don't want to, you know, do that, I did not ask you. Like, you don't have to do it.
但是呢，你要这样来献上自己的时候呢，要有一些指引，一些指引。
However, if you are willing to do it, then you will need some guidance.
所以呢，我们就来读一下《列未记》第一章。
So we will read Leviticus chapter one.
这个房契特别的一些地方，我们要看一下。
So some special things about this burnt offering we need to take note of.
第三节开始，他的供物若以牛为方祭，就要在会幕口献一只没有残疾的公牛，可以在耶和华面前蒙悦纳。You can read your English yourself. Leviticus first chapter one to four. Okay, 1 to 13. 我来念中文。I read the Chinese.It's very important. 他要按手在燔祭型的头上，燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。他要在耶和华面前宰公牛。亚伦子孙做祭司的要奉上血，把血撒在会幕门口堂的周围。那人要剥去燔祭型的皮，把燔祭型切成筷子。祭司亚伦的孙子要把火放在堂上，把柴摆在火上。亚伦子孙做祭司的要把肉块和头并脂油摆在堂上火的柴上。但燔祭的脏腑要用腿，脏腑与腿要用水洗净，祭司就要把一切全烧在堂上，当作燔祭，是献于耶和华为馨香的火祭。 后面呢也讲到，就是如果献羊的话也是如此。那这里有几点呢？ OK,
so also the same as if you're offering like the lambs and the sheep,
也是要洗净啊，全部献上。
So you also need to, you know, wash it clean and then burn the.
那这里有几点呢？跟赎罪祭其他的第一样的，就是第一个，你按手，按手在这个牛羊的身上。
So, same as the sin offering. First of all, you need to lay hands on the sacrifice.
这叫做认同。
That means, you know, you identify with the sacrifice.
今天我们要跟耶稣基督要认同。
So we need to identify.
他要跟我们来认同。
With Jesus Christ and also Him identify with us.
那第二个呢？要撒血。
Second of all, is to sprinkle the blood.
这个是共同的地方。
And it's the same thing that you do.
那方巾呢？有一些非常特别的地方。
However, there are some special things you do with this offering.
跟别的祭不一样。
It differs from other.
大家可以回去仔细读它不一样的地方。
You can go home and read about the differences.
第一个第六节讲呢，那人要剥去方巾形的皮，你自己要剥皮。
So verse 6 it says you are to skin.The burnt offering. So you yourself have to skin those.
你要献燔祭呢，你自己开始剥牛的皮了。
If you wanna burn this cow, you have to skin the cow.
哦，有点害怕。
It's kind of scary, right?
第一个你要，第二个呢，他要让你什么，把它剁成筷子。
And also,
你自己剁。
You have to, you know, cut it into pieces. You have to cut it yourself.
所以如果我们形态不健康的话，我们就我不像了，不像走了走了走了。我就做一个一帮的以色列人就可以了，我就做最少的，把那个赎罪祭献上就可以了。啊，别的不像了，不像了。
So if your heart is not right, you might say, okay, I just want to be a regular, you know, Israelite. I don't want to do this. I don't want to. Yeah.
大家记住，任何的祝福。都要跟我们的付出或者牺牲有关系，对吧？大家同意？你要得到任何的东西，都要付出的。
So to in order to gain anything, you need to give up. You need to give something.
有时候要经历一些心理上的一些东西，震撼的东西。
Sometimes you might have to go through, you know, some tribulations in your heart.
Trauma.
Trauma in your heart, yes.
神要让你剥皮。
God asks you to skin it.
那剥皮这件事情呢，究竟神的意思是什么？因为只有燔祭才剥皮。
So only burn offering requires you to skin the sacrifice.
而且你自己要剥皮。
By yourself.
大家其实也很简单，皮是什么？
So what is a skin? What is the skin?
保护。皮是保护。
Like protection.
就是你要到神的面前，你如果要更大的祝福呢，把你的皮剥掉。
So if you want to have even greater blessing from the Lord, skin yourself.
那皮呢？这个在英文里面有一个词叫做 skin， 还有一个老的词呢，大家不知道知道，它叫 hide，H-I-D-E， 就是你藏起来。那个用作名词呢，叫做就是皮，是一个老的用法，叫做 hide。
So that's another word for skin, right? Hide.、
Yeah. Tamara, is that right?就是这个皮它让你 hide， 让你藏起来。
So the skin makes you hide.
你到神的面前来呢，你如果真要祝福呢，不要藏起来。
So if you really want to have the blessing from the Lord, do not hide yourself.
大家一想起藏起来，想到谁啊？亚当，对吧？
So when you think about this word hide, you can think about Adam.
亚当就是藏起来。
So Adam hid himself.
藏起来就跟神的关系就疏远了。
So when he hid himself, he got distant away.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，你如果愿意来，是吧？要更大的祝福呢，面皮皮剥掉啊，面皮呢，常常的戴，不要面子哦，别人看怎么样？哦，那个人我传福音，那个人老笑话我，不要管他，不要管。OK， 我那时候要去读神学的人觉得，要么我这个人很傻，要么我这个人很伟大。其实我也不傻，也不伟大，只是我就感谢神，就要服侍神。
So if you want a blessing from the Lord, then don't hide yourself, you know, skin yourself. So don't think too much about your faith, you know. Like, for example, if you want to tell other people about the gospel, don't think, oh, what is this person going to think of me, that person think of me. So when I was young, so I went to the Bible school, and people thought of me this and that, right?
但你要清楚地听到神的声音，在方式上神要祝福你的话，你首先要听到神的声音。
So in order to obey in anything God says, first of all, you need to be able to hear from Him.
这个皮太光乎自己面皮的人啊，很难听到神的声音。为什么？神说你做这个事情，他说不行，那个人他老看着我，或者那个人会这样讲，那个人怎么讲，对吧？你就不想做了呗。
If you care too much about your face, then you won't be able to do it, to hear clearly from the Lord because you might think, okay, what is this person gonna think of me?
Okay, 这个是关于剥皮。
So this is about the skin.
所以呢，我们这个面皮呢是需要付出一些代价的。好多时候觉得其实也没什么代价，但是自己觉得是这个剥皮很难剥，就是要献上。
So this is some kind of sacrifice you have to make. Actually, not much sacrifice, but it is about your face, your skin, right?
我是经过很多很多的剥皮的。
So、I have went through a lot of you know this
skin
exploration.
有人说这个，有人说那个。
So people say this about me, that about me.
我有一次在教会讲道，我就哎呀讲我自己的软弱。
So one time I was in a church and then I talked about you know my weaknesses.
讲完以后呢，一个弟兄上来说起，谢谢你，你读软弱，我也有救了，我软弱也应该，主也是越大的嘛。
So after I finished speaking and then this brother came and said, okay, thank you for sharing this.So you, like, even if you are, I mean, sorry.
Pastor.
You are pastor and you are so weak, then, you know, I have hope.
那一个小时以后，另一个人上来说，你不能这样讲，你绊倒别人。
An hour later, someone else came to me and said, you cannot say that. You know?
You are pastor.
You are pastor. You cannot say that. You're going to make other people stumble.
那所以，我如果这个面皮不保，我没法讲道，也不敢当牧师。对
对 If I do not lay down my face, then I cannot, you know, preach. I cannot be a pastor.
所以一定要把面皮放下，你要做神让你做的事情。
So you have to lay down your face, right? You have to do what God wants you to do.
我认识一个先知，叫 Bob Smith。他刚信主的时候，先知的恩赐很强。他在一个印度人的公司工作。
So I know this pastor called Bob Smith.So he has a great anointing and he was working in an Indian company.
他听得很清楚，他就神跟他讲这个，你告诉老板这个公司怎么做。最后这个印度的公司就受祝福，很大祝福，好多人都跟随他，非常尊敬他。
So he heard from the Lord and he told the boss like how to run the business, and then the business was prosperous. Yeah.So a lot of people, you know, look up to him.
那这个是，他就说你，他不能说哦，他是印度人啊，怎么样怎么样了？你不能这样，就神告诉我你要这样做，你要告诉他，你不能用这个面皮，
so,
对不对
？So for him, he cannot say, okay, he's Indian. I'm not supposed to say that to him. No, he needs to lay down that right, lay down this face, the skin.
第二个呢，他说你要你做什么，切成块。
And second of all, God asks you to cut it into pieces.
Oh, cut it into pieces.
Cut it.
这个叫什么呢？就是你自我的一个破碎。
So it kind of resembles your, you know, self-dis what?
大家听到这个暂时不要害怕啊，神没有要求的，你自己献上的时候，神会给你恩典。
So yeah, you can think about that. Like God, when you try to cut yourself into pieces, God is going to give you the mercy. I mean, give you the mercy to
the grace.
The grace, yes.
哇，我自己在这条路上面，好多时候被神破碎都非常难过。
So on my own personal journey, that I have been, you know, broken into pieces, and it was painful.
但是呢，后来神真的就他会祝福的。
But God, you know, restored, like He will bless.
因为他的祝福来的时候
，When His blessing comes,
那是不一样的。
It's different.
所以那时候我说神啊，你让我，读神学，我这经济上也有困难，我三个孩子一个接着一个出事，我这经济上不够用，我太太又不能工作。
So when God asked me to go to the Bible school, I was having, you know, financial difficulties. I have three children. and my wife was not able to work at that time.
那有一些那个 college 呢，打电话给我，就是希望我能去任教。
So some college called me, you know, asking me to teach.
但是我祷告的时候，神就不让我去。
I pray and then I felt God did not want me to do that.
我就只能做个 tutor, 有一打没一打。
So I have to become a tutor, you know, like, you know, getting wages on an irregular basis, you know.
我说神啊，你要我读神学，你就供给我，不然我读我去赚钱。
And then I asked God, okay, if you want me to go to Bible school, you have to, you know, like, supply me with all my needs, right? But if not, then I will just go and work.
好多的破碎，好多跪在神的面前的祷告。
So a lot of brokenness, you know, many times I kneel down on the floor to pray.
所以就很多的破碎，那自我的破碎。
So a lot of, you know, broken.
降服在神的面前。
Brokenness in the Lord, and then, you know, like lay before Him.
你后来好多东西都不怕，你不怕，为什么？你知道神在掌权。
Later on, you know, like you won't fear nothing because you know God is in control.
神要给你的时候，他就会给你。
When he is going to give to you, he will give it.
最大的祝福不仅仅他要给你外面看得见，他的内心里面他给你很大的一个那个力量。
So the blessing is not just, you know, on the outside. However, inside of you, he's going to give you the strength.
Yes, 还有跟他的一个关系，
also,
越来越好的关系。
And also an even closer relationship with him.
就像亚伯拉罕一样，当他把儿子献上的时候怎么样？献的时候很痛苦。献上的时候，神要祝福他。
So just like Abraham, it is very painful for him to sacrifice his son, but when he did it, blessing came.
所以这个切块呢，让你经历什么叫破碎。
So cutting into pieces, you are cutting yourself into pieces.
那你要知道，就是说今天，其实你在这个定死耶稣的这个事情上也是有份的。
So today you know that you have a part.In, on the cross, when Jesus nailed on the cross.
耶稣是为你献上了这个燔祭。
So Jesus has already prepared the burnt offering for you.
还有一个呢，最后一点我要讲的呢，这个祭呢，你是不能不留的，你也自己不吃的，全烧，全部献给神。
So last thing I want to mention is that for the burnt offering, like everything has to burn up, you don't keep anything.
就是神说，你既然要献了，献你自己全献上。
So,
不要留个后手。
So God means that, you know, when you give up and burn yourself out, you burn everything. Like you don't keep any part of you, you know.
那这个究竟是神的要求是不是过分了？他没有要求，但是他你要献的话就要这样献嘛，你全烧上，对不对
？So it is a too hard of a requirement from God because He said He does not ask you to do it, but if you want to do it, you have to do it this way.
所以弟兄姐妹，神让我们真的愿意献上的时候，就要全部的开放，让他献上。不要我们的思想，我们的各方面献上的时候呢，那个角落神来掌权，神掌权比你掌权好。
So if you wanna offer yourself as a burnt offering, give everything, you know, do not keep anything to yourself, because God is in control.
有的人，我那时候有时候呢，我是个用脑子的人，我说。我自己能用脑子的地方就我来用就好了，神你就休息一下，我就用我自己的脑子，对不对
？So I am a man of, you know, learning. So I felt, you know, if I can use my brain, then God, you can take a break. I can just use my brain, you know, my brain power.
后来圣经教导就是这个，你即使能用脑子，你觉得做的对的，也要懂得献上，因为什么？好多东西不是你。所能知道的，中国有句话叫做“知者强虑，必有异事”，对吧
？So, but later on, I learned that even if something that you can use your brain to do it, but also give that up, you know, because there's a lot of things that you do not know. There is an old Chinese saying which I don't understand.
The wise man has thousands of good thoughts, but there's one bad.
Okay.
One failure.
Okay.
所以呢，当我们把这个都献给神的时候，神就说：“这个地方你让我掌权，我把最好的给你。”
So give everything up. So
对，你这个领域让我掌权，我就把更好的给你。
So if you God said, if you give everything in this area, if you give it to me, I will take control.
那有的人说这个领域是我的专长啊，我来做就好了。但是呢，你不知道，我相信你以后的日子知道。你如果做投资的，对吧？你不要觉得我很会投资，神呐，我自己来，最好来说，神呐，我来交给你，你来帮助我。
Sometimes you may say, "Oh, this is my specialty. Oh, I can take care of this, God." But you know, like there's a lot of things you do not know. For example, for like investment, like you say you know about how to invest, but you do not know the future. So give that to God.
西方人常常说，我们自己要掌握自己的命运啊。
So like a Western culture, a lot of time you will say that, you know, we are in control of our own future.
现在看起来的创普要绽放你的命运啊。
But right now it seems that Donald Trump is going to control your future.
所以要交给神来掌权。
So you have to give God, you know, like give it to God so that he can take control.
感谢主，讲到这里呢，就是说这个自愿的一个方剂呢是自愿的。对个人是自愿的，对以色列整个的会众是有要求的，但是个人是自愿的。
So burnt offering is a voluntary offering. So to the Israelites, the individuals, like it is, yeah, it's voluntary.
那对整个的教会来讲，教会应该是属神的，这是对的。但每一个人、每一个步骤，他怎么样献给神，由他自己来决定。
But as a whole congregation, that you know you.There are steps you need to take.
No, whole require, God requires.
Okay, for whole congregation, God requires to do this burnt offering.
对，但是个人的话是自愿的。
But to individuals are, you know, voluntary.
我不能建立一个教会，或者神的以色列不能说是我自己要建我自己的教会。No, you cannot. Okay.
You cannot say that I gotta build my church, right? Like
你要按照神的心意去建教会。
You need to do it. You build this church according to God's way.
但是这里讲的主要是个人的话是一个自愿的祭。
But here we're just talking about individual, you know, burnt offerings. Like it's a voluntary thing.
那么今天，这个祭呢是为了接受更大的祝福，也为了跟神更好的关系。
So this offerings is for us to have a greater blessing from God and also have a better relationship with God.
所以大家知道这个自愿的祭呢，大家要来祷告说神啊，我愿意，你给我恩典。
So this offering we need to pray and then tell God that okay, I am willing.
所以就像我们去见我们爸爸的时候呢，最好是爸爸在开口之前就带礼物去。
Just like when you visit your dad.
不要等你爸爸问你要礼物，你爸爸他如果健康的，他也不问你要礼物。但是你如果天天自己带礼物去的话，这个关系会好得很快。
Just like when you pay a visit to your dad, you know, like you voluntarily bring a gift when you see him, right? You don't wait for him to ask you a gift. So if you
而且呢，你名次你要显他喜欢什么样的。
And also, you need to think about, you know, what kind of gift that my dad wants.
不要。不要把你家里过期的东西带给你爸爸。
Don't bring anything that is expired from your house and give it to your dad.
这个肯定不能做啊。
Oh, this is something that you cannot do.
哈利路亚，主啊，是的，我们感谢你，赞美你，主啊，今天我们来到你的跟前，我们知道。
哈利路亚 ，We come before you. We know.
主啊，是的，主啊，你在旧约里面所讲一切都是在讲给我们基督徒听。
We know that everything written in the Old Testament are talking to us as Christians.
主啊，今天我们不仅仅是要献上赎罪的祭。
Today we not only give the sin offerings.
主啊，谢谢你，主耶稣已经为我们献上。
Thank you, Jesus. You have already done that for us.
主啊，我们也要献上我们的燔祭。
But we also want to sacrifice our burnt offerings.
主啊，是的，主耶稣基督也已经献上。
And Jesus Christ, yes, you have already did it as well.
但是你要我们的心，主啊，使得主在耶稣基督里面也来献上。
But you want our heart, so in Jesus Christ, we also give the burnt offering as well.
主啊，使得主你会给我们弟兄姐妹恩典。
And you will also give grace to our sisters and brothers.
让我们知道怎么样来献上燔祭。
So that teach us how to give the burnt offerings.
感谢主，赞美主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们相信你为我们预备了更大的祝福。
Believe that you have prepared an even greater blessing for us.
不仅仅是我们的罪得赦免。
Not just our sin.
将来不进地狱。
So that we do not go into hell.
你有更大的祝福。
But you have a greater blessing for us.
哈利路亚，我们感谢你，赞美。
Hallelujah, we praise you, we thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.